VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Bombs and other suspicious packages targeting Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN, among others, seem connected, according to some American law enforcement officials. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The explosive devices addressed to Clinton and Obama were intercepted because their mail is monitored for suspicious packages. The CNN device made it to the news outlet's mailroom in Columbus Circle along with white powder. NYPD counterterrorism chief John Miller says they're investigating along with the FBI.
It appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages.
Miller says the acts of terror began Monday when another device, apparently a pipe bomb, was found at the Westchester compound of liberal billionaire George Soros, a major contributor to Democratic causes.
Similar packages were also sent to a former attorney general, a Democratic Party member of Congress, and a former director of the CIA, all of whom are prominent critics of the Trump presidency. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the top two Democrats in Congress, issued a statement Wednesday accusing Trump of fanning the flames of political unrest. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday warned of a new arms race if President Trump follows through on his threat to pull out of an arms control agreement signed in 1987. In Moscow, Putin said Russia would respond in kind if the U.S. deploys intermediate-range missiles in Europe. Another torrent of selling gripped Wall Street Wednesday, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeting more than 600 points and erasing all of its gains for the year. Recent data show the housing market is slowing. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said on Wednesday